yourselves together. Rise. Stand up and live your life. Rise. It occurs to me that Elizabeth Brunig, featured in a previous clip, was probably being leaned on by her editors, A, to make sure that the piece read like an obituary and didn't stress the fact that Bernie is still a candidate on the remaining primary ballots, and B, to refrain from saying anything that might persuade Sanders supporters to stay home or vote directly for Donald Trump in the general election.
As you all know, we have never been just a campaign. We are a grassroots, multiracial, multi-generational movement which has always believed that real change never comes from the top on down, but always from the bottom on up. We have taken on the greed of the entire corporate elite. That struggle continues. While this campaign is coming to an end, our movement is not.
So it looks like Bernie swallowed the hemlock. But what if Bernie has developed an immunity to hemlock over the many decades he's been a public servant? I think there's a hidden message in this video. It has somber music and it has somber photography, videography, but it makes me wonder. I don't think he's just talking about his movement. I think he's poised and ready to continue to lead this movement if we can just do our part to jolt it back into life. Let's hook up our jumper cables to the electrodes and give it a zap. From what I can tell, there's an army of young people on TikTok and Reddit who are ready to help with just such a task. Business Insider, Australia. Bernie Sanders built a legion of meme-making, TikTok-loving online fans. Now they're pivoting to new socialist goals. They're pivoting, but not necessarily away from Bernie. I think it's too early to write the post-mortem. Sanders cultivated an intense fandom among Reddit and TikTok users that rivals only Trump's. During his two presidential campaigns, Senator Bernie Sanders amassed a huge meme-driven online following that rivals only Trump's as a national candidate, especially on platforms like Reddit and TikTok. The Sanders fandom, comprised largely of younger eligible voters and online socialism enthusiasts, is still there, but without a viable presidential candidate to rally behind, online leaders are shifting focus. Don't go away yet, folks. Some hashtag Bernie2020 TikTokers are leaning away from politics now that he's out, although he may not be, while subreddits like r/SandersForPresident are supporting down-ticket candidates and considering forming a PAC. When it came to online campaigning, Senator Bernie Sanders won the 2020 meme race, but his vast fandom on social media didn't translate to primary victory, and the Democratic Socialist announced he was suspending his campaign on Wednesday, leaving former Vice President Joe Biden as the only viable Democratic candidate. I'd say if you think that Joe Biden is a viable Democratic candidate, I've got a few bridges to sell you. Despite having two unsuccessful presidential bids, Sanders' ideas and momentum, particularly among Gen Z and millennials, influenced the Democratic Party as a whole. Setting a new tone for progressive politics, the Vermont senator gave ideas like a Green New Deal, Medicare for All, and tuition-free college more name recognition and support, or as his young fans would call it, clout. It's unclear what internet-driven Trump supporters would have done had he not won the 2016 election, but the leaders of online Sanders communities like r/SandersForPresident have a plan to mobilize the people behind the 50 million page views their forum got just last month, even if the candidate they fought for isn't in the race any longer. I want to remind you, you can still vote for Bernie in the primaries if your state hasn't had its primary yet. Basically, we're going to focus on down-ballot races, not the presidential race, and progressive policies slash ideas. We're going to use what media power we have to guide the subreddit in that direction. Kevin Moore, Director of Operations for the r/SandersForPresident moderating team, and previously a top Reddit social media manager, told Business Insider. I have to say I've long suspected that Kevin Moore is merely a sheepdog for the Democratic Party, but I'm going to suspend that thought for the moment. We've probably talked about that even like 6 months ago. You don't project that to the community like, hey, we're thinking about doing this, because it's like a loser mentality, but that's been the plan for quite some time. Reddit is the 19th most visited website on the internet as of August 2019, according to a report created by Amazon. Twitter, in comparison, is the 38th most visited website. Reddit's users are two-thirds male and two-thirds under the age of 29, with more than half being U.S. citizens. Overwhelmingly, its users favor either Sanders or Trump based on the size of the dominant subreddits for each 2020 presidential candidate. On r Sanders for President, the largest Sanders subreddit, more than 510,000 users are subscribed to the forum's feed. According to Moore, the actual reach of the subreddit is much larger, with 6 million monthly active users. Besides just hosting discussion about Sanders-related news, campaigning, and democratic socialist ideas in general, it was also a major fundraising platform for the candidate, and it actively recruited members to volunteer for Sanders' campaign. Moore, who can spend up to 5 or 6 hours a day moderating, says based on his usual social media consulting fees, he gave $200,000 of his labor to the Sanders campaign via the subreddit. That's an interesting way to measure how one person can influence American elections. I wonder what my labor has been worth on this campaign. Not that much. Bernie obviously has a great deal of appeal to younger people, and Reddit has a user base that skews younger than, like, Facebook, per se, Moore said. Combined with how Reddit works in general, it's easy for regular people like me or you to have a voice there. Quite frankly, the working class is on there. In terms of immediate reactions, megathreads on non-specific political forums like Our Politics devolved into controversy over whether Sanders supporters were going to rally behind Biden or not. Not. But the moderators of R Sanders for President had planned to cast a wider net than just the 2020 presidential election for months, Moore told Business Insider, and the group is refocusing its efforts on down-ticket races for Democratic Socialist candidates. It may even start a PAC, although that is currently in the idea phase. In my experience, what happens when you have a community large enough and have enough passion, which we undoubtedly have, is that they will in turn organize themselves and new behavior will emerge, Moore said. Our job as moderators is to feed into the emergent behavior and help create structure that generates more of it. No doubt, it's not a happy day, but I'm not particularly worried about the subreddit or the progressive movement in general. I'm hopeful that Moore and other young progressives will figure out that we need massive, crippling labor strikes and protests. I'm hoping that subredditors and TikTokers will figure this out and they'll start to start shit everywhere they are on social media. Regarding TikTok, many TikTok users can't vote yet, but the Gen Z favored app was full of Sanders support that's now dwindling without his candidacy. While Redditors overwhelmingly favored Sanders among Democratic candidates, Reddit is far more skewed to a subset of the American population that's white and male than other social media platforms where pro-Sanders sentiment took hold. One of those is TikTok, and while the short-form video platform is stereotyped as a place for teenagers and children, its biggest age demographic straddles the voting age, with 46% of its users falling between ages 16 and 24. It's also, similar to Reddit, less engineered to serve you content that your friends suggest via resharing tools. TikTok uses a complex algorithm to serve up a never-ending stream of videos tailored to your interests, including political bias, based on what types of videos you interact with the most. Interesting that they called it bias. The number of Sanders supporters on TikTok is less quantifiable than Reddit, but popular trends like Barbs for Bernie and memes like Twitch streamers Nicolol's OK Boomer TikTok, which features her wearing a Bernie t-shirt and using the hashtag Bernie2020, reflect a pro-meme, pro-Sanders environment on the app. Bernie ended his campaign, but he didn't. Bernie ended his campaign, but that doesn't mean Barbs for Bernie will ever stop supporting him. We all love you, at Bernie, the caption reads. But it's hard to imagine that viral figures who devoted their TikTok presences to Sanders have the pivot potential, like R. Sanders for President, to turn their prominence into a different type of political movement. And that's where I want to take exception to the thrust of this article. I think they do have the power to pivot. Yes, she built her own viral moment and built her own brand, but I think she can translate that virality into a movement that supports workers and young people.
Whatever you say, boomer. Okay, boomer. Yeah, boomer.
Whatever you say, boomer. I would say to the boomers, y'all need to fuck yourselves. Boomers have been selling short the younger generation for a long time, and I think we need to take that recognition and move it into a new kind of movement that tells the boomers, you're not going to have it your own way anymore. He's without a doubt motivated new generations of voters, and I think the COVID-19 situation has definitely helped drive home the importance of his Medicare for All platform. It's a sad time for a lot of us supporters, but I think there's still hope for many of us who are younger to make a change with future elections, she wrote in an email to Kotaku after Sanders announced his campaign suspension. I'm not sure that future campaigns are even the answer. What I've noticed since I was your age is that people just get older and then they sell out as they get older. Not only the electorate, but also the politicians. I think we need to launch a more belligerent campaign that includes labor strikes and protests, if not pitchforks.
This video is just for a poll. Will you vote for Joe Biden, or will you not vote for Joe Biden? Or you vote blue no matter who, or you Bernie or bust? Here's the poll. Let's see how it goes.
The Democrats are figuring out that the youth aren't going to vote for Biden, as this poll demonstrates. But beyond thumbing their noses at the Democrats, the young people also can start shit in the streets, and that's what I'm hoping will happen. Student loan debt is crushing them. Credit card debt is now or soon will be crushing them. They're already realizing that their bosses don't give a shit about them. They're going to end up lower on the socioeconomic ladder than their parents. They're going to have to delay starting their families, and they're going to be living paycheck to paycheck. And I think they already realize that they can't vote their way out of it. What I'm suggesting is that the TikTokers and subredditors jump on the bandwagon that starts shit on a major scale, such as the Yellow Vest movement and such as the general strike movement. Occupy Wall Street was moving in the right direction before the CIA shut it down, and so I think we just need to keep starting new shit, new fires, everywhere we can, faster than the establishment can put those fires out. So this kid, Joshua Collins, is actually going to run for Congress, and I hope we can elect him. But if we want to empower him to actually do anything after he gets elected, we need to start shit. We need to do far more than merely elect good politicians. The oligarchs are not going to go down without a fight. I'll end this by plugging the May 1st May Day strike. I hope the TikTok and Redditors will get involved with that, and I hope we can shut this country down until we can get real change enacted in the form of $2,000 per month emergency relief for workers and Medicare for All that never goes away.